May these spoken words be faithful to the written word and lead us to the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Do take a seat. When we go on adventures and expeditions, we need to pack our suitcase. And so I've brought my suitcase with me this morning. And if you are a child and would like to be able to see what's inside my suitcase, do come up to the front and gather in this space here and you can help me out. Because I know we're all guilty sometimes of packing a bit too much. Have any of you ever done that? Have you taken with you more than you should? Have you? Oh dear. What do you always take with you? What do you like to pack?
Trains.
Okay. So you've taken too many trains, have you? Oh dear. Oh. And I know sometimes when you travel, do you want to come and gather here so you can see what's in my suitcase? That's it. When we travel on airlines sometimes, there's sometimes restrictions about how much we can take, isn't there? So when we travel on a budget airline, you're only allowed to take quite a small case, aren't you? And you can only take so much stuff with you. I don't know if any of you have been in that position where you've had to repack your case because you really can't manage to get it all into that tiny restricted amount that you're allowed to bring. And so today, in our gospel reading, Jesus sets a challenge to his disciples, and we are his disciples. So I thought we could join in with this challenge. His challenge is, he's sending us out, and he's sending us out, though, to share the gospel. And he challenges us to reduce our possessions that we take with us so that we can travel light and be flexible so that we can serve Jesus. So we're not distracted by all those extra trains or whatever it is that we think we need to have. Okay, so we're going to have a look in our suitcase. So I'll unzip it and open it up and see what we've got inside. So it unzips like this. Right, okay. So, I've got the first thing. So I'm going to give the first thing to somebody to hold up. Would you like to hold it up? Go on, William. You hold this up. Can you show everybody? Can you bring it out to the front so everyone can see? Here. What's the first thing we've got, William? It's a T-shirt. There we go. Let me hold it up high. Let's see. Can anyone read what it says on it? What does it say, Noah? You don't get legs like these driving a car. It's your dad's, yeah. Yes. Wow, it's a great T-shirt, isn't it? It's got a funny slogan on it. And T-shirts like this would be great to bring with us on our journey, wouldn't they? When you go somewhere, you always need spare clothes, don't you? Do you bring clothes on holiday? Yeah? You need clothes, surely. But this T-shirt does rather suggest somebody who's full of their own self-importance, doesn't it? Don't you think? And Jesus actually warns us against that because he sends the disciples out in pairs. And he says that actually we should be together with other people who keep us, keep our feet on the ground, who remind us that we need to be humble and we mustn't think that we can do it all by ourselves. Of course, this particular T-shirt might not belong to somebody like that. But so maybe we shouldn't bring this T-shirt. I'm thinking I might leave that behind, actually. I don't think I'll put that one in the suitcase. So Jesus tells us we work in pairs, teamwork, so that we can be encouraged by each other. So that we're not becoming too proud of our own achievements, that we keep each other humble and in check. So I need to have a look in here again. All right, who's going to hold the next item for us? You're going to show it to everyone, yeah? Okay, can you show everyone what we've got there? What have we got there? We've got a Atlas of the World. Oh, it's a map. We've got a map. Oh, well, you'll need one of those, won't you? Can you see? Oh, yeah, it's got something inside, hasn't it, as well? Although you might, I've packed a, a paper one, but of course these days you've probably got a map somewhere else, haven't you? Where else do you have maps? You have one? Yeah, Kev, sorry. You'd need a map if you've gone somewhere that you've never been before. Yeah, we need a map for our journey, don't we, Noah? You might have one on your phone, though, yeah. So you might have your sat-nav on your phone. So let's open this map and see what it says. There's something inside, isn't there? What does that say? Do not go here. Very dangerous. Oh, there's another one here. What does that say? Do not go here. Very dangerous. Oh, this is another place we can't go. Oh dear, there's another one here. Do not go here. Very dangerous. Oh dear, so this map has got lots of places crossed out. Oh, don't go here. And some places where we could go. Is that a good idea, to have a map that tells us all the nice places we should go and to avoid the places that we might think are dangerous? Should we be avoiding places? Oh, I don't know. Does Jesus tell us that? Does he say don't go to some places? No. What does he say? Do you know? In our gospel reading, he said, go to every town. Can you see that? Go to every town and place where I am going. So there's not places that we should be crossing off our list. Oh dear, that's not a very good map. I don't think we'll be able to take that one with us. I'll have to leave that one behind, won't we? Oh no. Let's have a look what else we've got. I think we'll probably need this, won't we? Do you think we'll need that? It's my purse. And inside, we've got credit cards. We'll need those. I'm sure we'll need those. Don't your mum and dad bring those with you when you go somewhere? Yeah. Do they bring stuff in? Maybe some tissues? Yeah. Yeah, you need those, don't you? Lip salve? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You always bring that, don't you, Abby? Yeah, I need that too. Some of us like to have our lip salves with us, don't we? Surely we'll need some of those things, wouldn't we? Yeah? Well, Jesus says, I challenge you to trust entirely in God. Jesus said, take no purse. He said, don't take those things. Take no purse? That is a challenge. But he says we should trust in God. So really, we shouldn't need that stuff. So let's leave that behind too. Oh dear. Well, I'm surely there must be something in here that we need. What about this one? Oh, thanks. What about this one? Surely we'll need some spare shoes. One pair isn't enough, is it? One pair of shoes, definitely not enough. It's two flip-flops, isn't it? It's a pair. It's too much, really. But what about if it's sunny? We might need flip-flops. What about if it rains? Like today, we might need some Wellington boots. Only one pair? Is that what Jesus says? He says, just one pair, doesn't he? You're right. Just the pair that you're wearing. Look, you've all got some shoes on your feet, haven't you? Jesus said sandals because where they lived, it was a hot country and they did all wear sandals. But what he means is just whatever shoes you're wearing, that's enough. So, oh dear, we're going to have to leave those behind as well. Surely there must be something in this case that we need. Well, our case is empty. So, what should we rely on? If we haven't got all this stuff, what is it that we should rely on? Well, he tells us to rely on two things. That's what Jesus tells us. He tells us that we need. This is a dove of peace. So this dove of peace reminds us of what we need. What we need. We need to say peace to this house. So we carry God's peace. So that's what we should be carrying with us, God's peace. Okay, so that's the first thing. And there's another one that we've got here. Something else that we need to rely on. What's this one? Pray, yeah. Do you want to hold that? So we need to pray, don't we? So we need to say peace to this house because we carry God's peace. And we also need to pray, don't we? That's what we can rely on. And so Jesus encourages us to pray for one another, to carry each other's burdens. But I've got something else here. So this is an apron. And we could, yeah, this could remind us, I think this should remind us that actually we should serve one another. So we go out in pairs, we carry God's peace, we pray for one another, but we also serve one another. And so this is Jesus' challenge to us, that we should serve one another. And we should pray, carry God's peace, and do good when we travel. But we mustn't get weighed down with all of this clutter. We should travel light and trust in Jesus. Amen.